This is KBOO.FM Portland. I'm Sharon Grant for the Old Mole Variety Hour. It's Black History Month, and I'll do something a little different to acknowledge it by reading excerpts from two articles printed in the JSTOR Daily Newsletter. The first is titled, "In the McCarthy Era, to be Black was to be Red," as communists, socialists, and radicals came to be called in the 50s. It was written by Mohammed Al-Nayem, printed November 13, 2019. The second, also printed in the JSTOR Daily Newsletter, November 5th, 2020, is by Shantae Jackson, titled, "The Poem That Inspired Radical Black Women to Organize." The Marxist sympathies of Black radical leaders like Paul Robeson, Alice Childress, and Lorraine Hansberry made them targets for the FBI. Society adored them, but the US government thought they were dangerous. Black radical leaders, Paul Robeson, Alice Childress, and Lorraine Hansberry, who transformed the cultural sphere in the United States and beyond. They were playwrights, singers, and performers, but they were also rabble-rousers, dissidents, and even enemies of the state. Paul Robeson was a giant, both in the struggle for civil rights, but more importantly, as an actor, playwright, and singer. He shared the World Peace Prize with Picasso and Pablo Neruda. He could count among his friends Kwame Nkrumah, the first president of Ghana, and Nehru, the first prime minister of India. The famed anarchist Emma Goldman, no friend to statesmen, also considered him a dear friend. Alice Childress would become the first Black woman to professionally produce a play in the United States, and years later, the only African-American woman to have been a playwright for four decades. In the 1950s, the general public learned about these figures by flicking through art magazines and the New York Times, reading reviews about the groundbreaking advancements they made for the Black arts. From the perspective of the FBI, however, their names were known for another reason, an infamous watch list, which set its sights on perceived traitors to the nation. Because of their association with Black theater projects like the Committee for the Negro of the Arts, or for Robeson and Hansberry, because they were open about being Marxists, the US government led a concerted effort to banish them from the public eye. After House Un-American Activities Committee, or HUAC, began targeting artists, Childress too appeared on the FBI's watch list for her activism and her open association with communists. HUAC investigated allegations of communist activity in the United States during the early years of the Cold War, though it existed from 1945 to 1991. When the names Robeson, Hansberry, and Childress appeared on the FBI list of suspected communists, they were accompanied by the name of Harry Belafonte, the man who would become one of Martin Luther King Jr.'s most trusted confidants. Because during the era of McCarthyism, to be Black was to be Red. Ashante Jackson mentions in The Poem That Inspired Radical Black Women to Organize, printed in the JSTOR Daily Newsletter, Bee Richards, an actor perhaps best known for her work in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, wrote, "A Black woman speaks of white womanhood, of white supremacy, of peace," in 1950. And first performed it at the American People's Peace Congress, a radical multiracial peace network that the US State Department denounced for allegedly following the Communist Party line, in quotes, in 1951. There's always a catalyst for any movement, and for the Sojourners of Truth and Justice, it started with a poem. Throughout this sweeping poem, Richards connected race, gender, and class for a crowd of 500 women at the Peace Congress. And the poem goes, "I speak not mockingly, but I fought for freedom. I am fighting now for our unity. We are women all, and what wrongs you murders me, and eventually marks your grave. So we share a mutual death at the hand of tyranny. I would that the poor among you could have seen through the scheme and joined hands with me. Then we, being the majority, could long ago have rescued our wasted lives," unquote. The reception was overwhelming, and the Women's Workshop helped her publish it as a pamphlet. This eventually brought Richards to another realm, as a co-founder of the civil rights organization, Sojourners for Peace and Justice, which used A Black Woman Speaks as a framework for its efforts. The poem had been a spark for the founding of Sojourners for Truth and Justice. As historian Ashley D. Farmer writes, the organization, quote, developed a communist, Black nationalist, and feminist agenda to end Black women's oppression. Several sojourners, including Richards, were put under years-long government surveillance under suspicion of being communist. This is Sharon Grant for the Old Mole Variety Hour on In the McCarthy Era, to be Black was to be red.